outstanding. I'm going to read from Psalm 46. I wasn't sure how many folks would be here, so I didn't have it be a responsive reading this Sunday, but I'll read aloud from Psalm 46. I invite you to follow along in your Bibles or in your pew Bibles. Psalm 46, to the choir master of the sons of Korah, according to Alamah, a song. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth gives way, though the mountains be moved into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, though the mountains tremble at its swelling. Selah. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy habitation of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God will help her when morning dawns. The nations rage, the kingdoms totter. He utters his voice, the earth melts. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Selah. Come, behold the works of the Lord, how he has brought desolations on the earth. He makes wars cease to the end of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the chariots with fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Selah. You may be seated. We're going to have a children's message this morning.
I need to put the microphone back in front of me. Okay. Sorry about that, Scott. Okay. Thanks for your patience with us while we're getting adjusted to doing this whole thing. This is the first time we've ever live streamed, for those of you watching, and those of you here probably know that as well. But I'm going to have a children's message. We won't invite you to come up front, though. I guess one advantage of doing the children's message online is I don't have to get those difficult-to-answer questions. But you can email those to me later or ask them, and I'll reply after the service. But one of the things, what I wanted to think about is things that we're afraid of, things that we fear. And I wonder, some of you children, are you perhaps afraid of the dark at times? I have one child in the congregation. Arabella, are you afraid of the dark? Do dark rooms make you afraid sometimes? I see your mom nodding her head. So yeah, sometimes they do. And a lot of little kids, that's the case. Maybe some of us are still a little bit afraid of the dark sometimes, especially if you go out in the forest and you're not used to some of the noises that you hear. That might make you a little nervous as to what's going on. But a lot of kids are nervous because things look a lot different at nighttime. That coat that they dropped in the corner looks like a monster, right? Something innocent like a belt, they might think, oh, that looks like a snake. And what do you do to solve the fear? Well, often you have a nightlight on for a child's room, but we might turn the light on, right, to show them, okay, it's not what you were afraid of. It's not what you were thinking that it was. Well, that's a picture of what we need to do in our lives. When we're afraid of things, we need to turn on the light of God's Word. We need to see what God's Word says about it, and remind ourselves of what is true, what's true according to His Word, and what's true in actuality as well. Because sometimes we can get a more fearful idea of how dangerous things are based on the hype in the news media, for example, or based on what people are saying, or just in our own minds, we may be prone to anxiety and fears and those sort of things. And so we can tell ourselves things that are not really true. We can exaggerate how dangerous something is. And so just like we want to encourage the children to turn the light on and see what that little thing is that's making you afraid, so too we need to turn the light of God's Word on for ourselves. So let me pray for a moment. Heavenly Father, I do pray that you'd help the children of our church to learn to not be afraid, but to trust in Him, to trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, to remember that you are our fortress, that you are the one we can go to in times of fear and anxiety and a concern, and we can find peace in you. We pray, Father, these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, like I mentioned earlier, we're going to do something different in the way we do our tithes and offerings. For those of you online, I encourage you to go ahead and mail your check or whatever, bring it to a deacon when you get a chance, or bring it the next time you come. But for us in the congregation, while we sing the doxology or after service, You can go ahead and put your, you know, just walk up and put your check in the offering plate if you choose. So let's go ahead and we're going to sing it a cappella. Oh boy. Okay.
Sorry, but
at least play the melody line, honey. Can do that much.